Welcome to the Let's Nurture podcast, where we discuss the pros and cons of cutting-edge technology and its impact on our lives. I'm your host, Happy, and today we will talk about the famous ChatGPT, the great linguistic model development by OpenAI that has become very relevant in the last few months. With me today, I have two team members, Pirina and Manuel. Welcome you both. I would like to know if Let's Nurture is using this tool and in which cases?
Well, thank you, Happy. Yes, we started to use it in December and we use this tool a lot to generate content ideas for websites and apps. As a web developer, I have used this tool extensively to generate high quality human-like text that can be used for a variety of purposes, such as marketing copy, product descriptions and more, saving me time and resources while still creating engaging and effective content.
In my case, I use ChatGPT for specific tasks such as idea generation, like generating ideas for social media posts based on a specific topic or keyword. For example, you can enter a keyword related to your niche or industry, and ChatGPT generates a list of possible post ideas that you could use to create content. Also, this tool helps me in writing captions or creating content for our social media posts. And you also can ask if your hashtag, the suggestion and trends.
It's really amazing. I don't know how many things you could do with ChatGPT. I would also like to discuss some innovative use cases for ChatGPT. Manuel, can you give us some examples for innovative use cases for ChatGPT that could also be used in Let's Nurture?
Absolutely. It could also be used to create a knowledge base for internal use within the IT company. It can analyze company data, industry trends, and customer inquiries to generate comprehensive articles and documentation that can then be used to improve productivity and reduce training time for new employees. Yesterday, I started using it for code generation, and I found that it can help analyze user inputs, industry standards, and coding best practices, and also generates efficient and optimized code that helps reduce development time and costs.
Those are some great examples. It's brilliant to see how ChatGPT can be used in so many different ways. Now let's move on to the next question that's on everyone's mind. Will ChatGPT take our jobs? Pirina, what's your take on this?
Well, while it's true that ChatGPT has the potential to automate certain tasks, it is important to know that it can also free up time for humans to focus on more creative and strategic work. In fact, many industries already use ChatGPT to enhance their work rather than replace it. In addition, there are some tasks that ChatGPT cannot do as well as a humans, such as those that require empathy, creative, and critical thinking. These are areas where humans still have a significant advantage over AI. Overall, while ChatGPT may change the nature of certain jobs, it is unlikely that it can replace us.
You're right, Pirina. ChatGPT brings a lot of value to industries such as customer service, marketing, and content creation. By using ChatGPT, companies can improve customer experience, automate repetitive tasks, and generate high-quality content at a scale.
I agree with you. My last question would be, do you have any concerns related to ChatGPT?
One concern is the potential for ChatGPT to spread misinformation and propaganda if it's not monitored and regulated. As with any technology, it's important to use ChatGPT ethically, responsibly.
Security is also a concern. If ChatGPT is used to generate sensitive content or interact with sensitive data, that could create some new security risk also. There's a risk that bad actors could use the system to create convincing phishing emails or other types of attacks.
Thank you so much, Manuel and Pirina. It's clear that ChatGPT has a lot of potential that will continue to see new and exciting developments in this field in the coming years. But as with any technology, it's important to use it responsibly and with caution. That's all for today's episode. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to reach out on social media or LinkedIn. And don't forget to tune into next time. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.